In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Wednesday of the Holy Pascha week, and this day is the start of the conspiracy against the Lord when Judas the Iscariot went to the chief priests and he agreed with them to let them know where is Christ and how they can seize him and condemn him to death. The darkness started. For our Lord is saying that I am the light of the world. Who follows me walks in the light, and who do not walk with me is in the darkness. But through all this darkness, there was a small candle which pleased the Lord and filled his heart with joy and happiness. And actually this candle was a lady. These two characters, the one who betrayed Jesus was Judas the Iscariot, and the lady that came and poured the fragrant oil on his head. So let us compare both of them. The first was a man supposed to be a leader, supposed to be wise, supposed to be knowledgeable, because he lived with Christ for 3.5 years without benefiting anything, supposed to be strong in character, supposed to be an example. And the other one was a lady, which is a symbol of weakness. And in that time, in the Jewish understanding, women were considered less than men. Even if one of the rabbi, if he is walking in the street and the shadow of a lady came upon him, just the shadow, he must go home and purify himself with shower, because it's considered something unclean. But this woman surpassed the man who was supposed to be a model and an example. Actually, the man was well known. His name was very famous in that time. Everyone is proud, was proud in that time to be called Judas, because this blessed name, Judas, the son of Jacob, was promised to have Christ from his offspring. And this woman was unknown name. Nobody knew the name. She was one of the public, one who nobody knows who is this woman, who was her. And the man was one of the disciples, well known to everybody, but he walked in darkness, and she walked in the light and offered a great offer for Christ. For this reason, she is well known now. And about Judas, nobody like him, nobody want to be called after his name. I doubt that in the Christians there is somebody called Judas, right? Even we hate his number. His number became 13. And most of the people all over the world, they hate number 13 without knowing why we hate this number. Because this number, the number of the disciple who betrayed Jesus, and he followed his own desires. Let us speak what Judas did. Why he went into this bad route and he betrayed Jesus. The first mistake he did, how he looked to Jesus, how he perceived Christ. He looked at Christ as a source of benefit. As long as I gain something from you, I love you, I'll follow you. Jesus is good as long as I benefit from him. He will make miracles. He will satisfy my stomach with food when he blessed the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. If I am sick, he will heal me. If I am in trouble, he will deliver me. So I love Jesus as long as he is a source of benefit. But when Jesus started to speak about suffering, that the Son of Man must be offered and delivered to the hands of the chief priests and be tortured and crucified and die, at this moment, I don't want to follow you anymore. I will not benefit from you. If you speak about crucifixion, if you speak about suffering, I'm not willing to suffer. I cannot follow you anymore. He looked at Jesus as a source of benefit. If I look and I follow Christ just for benefit, he rebuked the people who followed him after the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish. He told them, "You are not following me because you believed in me, but you ate from the bread and were satisfied." بيقول انتم اكلتم من الخبز فشبعتم. Why am I following Christ? He followed Christ when he was strong. He saw in him the strong person who cast out the people from the temple, who rebuked the Pharisees and say to them, "Woe to you, Pharisees," many times, who walked on the sea, and he, by a word, opened the eyes. He can protect me from danger. He can deliver me from difficulty. But now I see in you that you are too weak to be followed. I cannot follow such a person who is like subjected to weakness. He didn't understand. This how is looking to the Lord. He looked at him as a king in the beginning. If you are a king, I'll follow you because you will make me famous. You will make me maybe a minister, an ambassador, a counselor, whatever. But you said that my kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is the spiritual kingdom. No, I cannot take it. I cannot buy this. I cannot follow you as a spiritual king. So the perception of Christ, how do I perceive Christ? How do I look at him? This will result in how I deal with Christ. The second mistake Judas did, that he put his goal on earth, not on heaven. My goal is here, and he looked down. He didn't look up. So on earth, I need to live on earth. And to live, I need a house, a car, some clothes, something to eat. I need money. So because my goal is on earth, I am looking for money. And the money is the power that moves everything, that moves everything in the world. So he went after money because his goal was earthly goal, not heavenly one. So, where is my goal? I should examine my goals. Are they the heavenly mansions or the earthly tent on earth, as the Bible says? That our tent, because it's temporal, it cannot protect me. St. Paul says that if our temporal tent on earth here perishes, we have eternal house. I should think of that always. I should look upward and fix my eyes on Christ. And during the liturgy, the deacon shout in the people and say to them, "Look to the east." This is not something ritual, just ritual in the church, that we look towards the east. The east is Christ. And the Son of Righteousness is our Lord, Jesus Christ. To whom you are looking for? To the earth or to Christ? If I'm fixing my eyes on Christ, I will never sink. Remember Peter when he walked on the sea As long as he was fixing his eyes on Christ, he walked on the waves of the sea, above the world. The sea is the world because it is salty, it is wavy, it is like scary. Cannot trust the sea. But if you look to Christ and you fix your eyes on the Lord and make your goal heavenly goal, not earthly one, you can walk over the tribulations, the difficulties, the temptations, the weakness of the body. The Lord will hold your hand up and make you walk on the sea. Walk on the sea. But if I look like St. Peter, when he looked down, he get scared and he started to sink. But if this happened, cry and say, "Oh my Lord, hold my hand." And he rebuked him a little bit. "Why did you doubt, oh little faith?" The third mistake Judas did, that he didn't benefit from being with Christ. How many years he lived with him, how many sermons he heard, how many miracles he saw. I can say how many miracles he did. Even Judas himself, he did miracles. Because all the disciples were given the same authority. "I am giving you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and to cast out demons and to heal all kind of disease." And then all the disciples returned back joyfully and they said to him, "Even the demons subjected to us at your name." How many years are we living with Christ? How many sermons we heard? Do we remember anything? One of the saints said that with one sermon, after St. Peter said one sermon, 3,000 people were saved with one sermon. And now 3,000 sermons cannot save one person. Because we are like Judas. We listen and listen and listen, but we forget and forget. We should take the lessons every day. It is for me. The word is for me, not for anybody else. And I'm start to distribute this sentence that is suitable for this person, and this one is suitable for the other one. And where am I? Those words are the message of God for me. This is the third mistake. But the woman, the lady, she fixed her eyes on Christ. Because she fixed the eyes on Christ, it was easy for her to neglect everything and sacrifice everything, even the precious fragrant oil, which was about 300 denarii, and our daily currency, it's about $15,000. This amount of money equals $15,000. Besides, this flask of fragrant oil was the most precious thing to every girl because she was keeping this fragrant oil for her wedding. It resembles the love. The love. If I have this love in my life, everything will be easy. If we compare this lady or summarize her in a word, she symbolizes the great love, and the love is the most precious thing on earth, because love is God himself. He wanted to express himself in one word, and he said God is love, and he said that there is no love beyond this, that one body sacrifice himself for another. ليس حب أعظم من هذا أن يضع أحد نفسه لأجل أحبه. If anybody's giving the whole his money for love instead of love, it will be despised. لو أعطى الإنسان كل ثروة بيته عوض المحبة تحتقر احتقار. So put in heart, put in your heart that God is asking for one thing, the love, and it is enough. So try to grow in the love of Christ. See how much He loved me. He forsook His glory. He left the glory in heaven. He forsook His will and accepted the economy of salvation. What God the Father was planning to save the man, and He accepted death. Look how much love He loved me. If I have this love in life, the spiritual life and the way of Christ will not be hard. It's hard for the people who do not love. See, if I love somebody, I'll follow him blindly. Everything will be easy. The sacrifice will be easy. Saint Paul teaches us that what the world thinks is gaining, I consider this it rubbish. I considered it nothing. I can sacrifice my time if I'm loving. I'm sitting with the beloved. I'm sitting with the one that I beloved. I'm enjoying it. Listen to the pride, the bride in the book of Song of Solomon. She is looking to Christ and is calling him all the one who is beloved, who is dear to my heart. أخبرني يا من تحب نفسي أين تربط ساعة الظهير. Where are you that I follow you? So the first commandment, the second commandment, all the commandments are summarized in one word. Love your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. We are created for one thing, to love. That's it. If we love, everything will be easy. Everything will be enjoyable. Everything will be satisfying, the little thing. If we love the Lord, it will be easy for us to follow Him. At this lady, who loved, who sacrificed, who became very famous. We ask the Lord to fill our hearts with love to Him, with the glory forever. Amen.